Well, we have another victim of the cancel culture. And by the way, have you guys seen how they're trying to now cancel Dave Chappelle? How many times have I said on here that stand-up comedy is dying because of cancel culture? Dave Chappelle is one of the last great comedians that we have, who's not afraid to do real comedy. He's not afraid to offend you. He has a Netflix special out right now. I haven't seen all of it yet. I'm going to watch it when I get the time, but I have seen some clips of it. And from what I've seen, it's great. It's great. Unless you're a member of the LGBTQ69413 community, which compromises, I don't know, less than 3% of the population. In case you didn't get the memo, the rest of us, we're expected to modify our behavior to accommodate this 3% of the population. But anyway, they are trying to cancel Dave Chappelle, and they have successfully canceled Jon Gruden, a storied NFL career, a legendary NFL career, destroyed in one weekend over emails. It was announced during halftime of Monday Night Football last night that Raiders owner Mark Davis had accepted the resignation of Jon Gruden. It's being reported that Roger Goodell and the NFL front office were pissed off this weekend that Jon Gruden was actually allowed to coach the Raiders on Sunday. Apparently, these emails were actually sent to Mark Davis over the weekend. Now, at the time, those of us in the public, we didn't know about them. We only knew about the one email with DeMaurice Smith. Now, before we go any further, let me just say this and get this out of the way. In a way, I can understand Roger Goodell's position here. It has been a great season so far for the NFL. Ratings are through the roof. He doesn't want the media shitstorm that's coming with this story about Jon Gruden. Jon Gruden, at this point, is going to be a huge distraction. He would be a huge distraction all season. So I can kind of understand Roger Goodell's position. But at some point, enough is enough. How many times are we going to cancel someone over something that they said? I'm not defending what Jon Gruden said about DeMaurice Smith. That's not the full reason, though, that all of this is happening. Jon Gruden is being canceled because he frequently and casually uses misogynistic and homophobic language. He also had the audacity to privately denigrate NFL players who were kneeling for the national anthem a few years ago. I'm going to go over some of the examples with you today of these emails with Jon Gruden, and you guys be the judge as to whether or not this is worthy of someone's reputation being ruined, them being canceled. Most of these messages were sent between Jon Gruden and Bruce Allen. These guys have been friends for years. It's important to keep that in mind. Like I say all the time, context matters. These are private emails, or they were private emails, between two longtime friends. They were sent between 2011 and 2018, when Jon Gruden was working for ESPN on Monday Night Football. In one of the emails, he calls Roger Goodell a homophobic slur, rhymes with maggot. Use your imagination. In another, he calls Roger Goodell an anti-football pussy. He said Roger Goodell should not have pressured Jeff Fisher back in 2014 to draft Michael Sam. I actually agree with Jon Gruden on that point. I thought the drafting of Michael Sam was beyond ridiculous. He had no business on an NFL field. The most memorable part of his NFL career is when he got drafted and kissed his boyfriend on national television. Both ESPN and the NFL, they turned Michael Sam into a giant virtue signal. That's all it was. When's the last time, before and after Michael Sam, when is the last time that ESPN has sent a production crew to the home of a sixth-round draft pick to film his reaction to getting drafted? It didn't happen before, hasn't happened since. But let's move on. Because Michael Sam, to be honest, he's irrelevant to all this. This next point, I actually do disagree with Jon Gruden. In numerous exchanges with Bruce Allen, he criticized Roger Goodell for implementing rules to try and eliminate concussions in the NFL. Now, I'm going to defend Roger Goodell here. He had to do that. 10 years ago, there was a massive push to get football banned in this country. It's too dangerous, the woke said. Roger Goodell had to do something to ease the likelihood of players getting concussions, preventing CTE. Now, John Gruden said that Eric Reed should have been fired for demonstrating during the national anthem. Okay. John Gruden wasn't the only person saying that. Over half the country wanted numerous NFL players fired for kneeling during the national anthem. Colin Kaepernick was blackballed by the NFL for kneeling for the national anthem. There were other emails the media is calling misogynistic. John Gruden sent pictures of women wearing only bikini bottoms. One picture included two women who were cheerleaders for the Washington Redskins. Okay. What the hell's the big deal about that? Did John Gruden personally take these pictures without these women knowing? No. He probably pulled them from their Instagram accounts. He also criticized Joe Biden when Joe Biden was vice president, calling him a nervous, clueless pussy. Sounds about right to me. According to recent polls, I'd say, 60-65% of the country would agree with that statement. Joe Biden is a walking disaster. I shouldn't say walking, since he can barely walk. Joe Biden is a stumbling disaster at this point. I'm reading the New York Times article that broke the story last night, and just the way that this story was covered shows you the problem with the mainstream media. At one point in the article, they state, John Gruden, who is white, and DeMurray Smith, who is black. Is that really necessary? Do we have to know that information? They always have to call out race in situations like this. The New York Times article said that John Gruden emails expose the clubby culture in the NFL where white male decision makers feel comfortable sharing pornographic images, deride league policies, and share jock homophobic language. In other words, the NFL is just like any other place of business. Walk into any office in America. Pick any office. I don't care. I guarantee you there are cliques formed. There are dudes of all races who, when speaking with each other with just other dudes in the room, use language that wouldn't be deemed appropriate for public use. I was talking on the phone with one of my friends last night when this John Gruden story broke. We were talking about the story, and my friend made the comment that I'm so glad that they weren't recording us when we were in high school and college, because we talked way worse than this. Just because John Gruden used a slur to describe Roger Goodell, it does not make him homophobic. Was his email about DeMurray Smith uncalled for? Absolutely. Does it make him racist? No. And as far as the pictures of the women are concerned, what the hell's the big deal about it? The same people on Twitter complaining about that are the same people who spend their weekends watching real porn that is way worse than the images that John Gruden sent. My problem with this whole situation is the hypocrisy of it. We are so quick to crucify someone when they make a mistake, but the same people doing the crucifixion have a closet full of their own skeletons. I'm watching SportsCenter last night. Scott Van Pelt, Adam Schefter. It was vomit-inducing. The virtue signaling that they were doing. Adam Schefter saying John Gruden's language didn't fall in line with the NFL's new inclusive policy. The same Adam Schefter who was involved in a gambling scandal, 2 months ago? How can the NFL be more inclusive? The league is 74% African-American. 70% African-American. So if you want to make it more inclusive, put more people of other races on the field. That way, it'd be more inclusive. They don't do that because the game wouldn't be as competitive. It would be boring. The emails from John Gruden and Bruce Allen, they also included 3, 4, maybe 5 other dudes in them at some points. Various businessmen or various business owners from around the country, all friends of John Gruden and Bruce Allen. In one of the emails, John Gruden asked Bruce Allen to tell Brian Glazer, whose family owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to perform oral sex on him. Bruce Allen replied, Brian Glazer would gladly take you up on that offer. It was a joke. It was a joke. Whether you want to believe it or not, dudes talk like that with each other every day, all the time. Dudes are vulgar. That's just the way we are. Outside of the email about DeMaurice Smith, what this scandal is really all about is boys being boys, men being men. That's what it is. It is as simple as that. Boys being boys. It gets revealed to the public, and it looks way worse than it actually is. Should John Gruden have lost his job with the Raiders? I always say that you can't have distractions in an NFL locker room, and John Gruden at this point is a huge distraction. So you could make the case that he should have lost his job. Now, should he be canceled? Absolutely not. You know who's really thankful right now for John Gruden? Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer and his juvenile antics were dominating the news cycle for days. Not anymore. We haven't heard shit about Urban Meyer in days now. Oh, and one more thing before I get out of here. I almost forgot about this. Ryan Russell was all over CNN this morning. Most of you have probably never heard of him. I watch the NFL. I watch every game in the NFL. I never heard of Ryan Russell until this morning. CNN called him an NFL veteran. Dude was a practice squad player. He played in the league for like 2 years. But Ryan Russell's on CNN saying that John Gruden hasn't been punished enough and that the NFL, they need to be more inclusive. There's that word again, inclusive. My question is, what do you want them to do? Ryan Russell is bisexual. What he is saying is that the NFL needs to be more inclusive of gay players. Again, what do you want them to do? At the combine, when they're interviewing players, you want them to ask them what their sexual orientation is so they can get more gay players into the league? If they did that, they would get sued for discrimination. I'm so tired of all this fake outrage, the fake being offended. Do I think Ryan Russell was offended by these John Gruden emails? No. It didn't affect him personally. Were John Gruden's emails vulgar and crass? Of course they were. Were they offensive? I'll let you be the judge. Outside of the DeMaurice Smith email, the other emails sent by John Gruden were nothing different than you heard in the locker room your entire life, or your office conference room, or at the bar with your buddies on a Friday night. You have heard all this stuff your entire life. It was nothing different. All right, enough about this story. We got more to get to this week. You guys let me know. Were you offended by the John Gruden emails? Should he have been forced to resign from the Raiders? Not the Lakers, the Raiders. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.